Good morning, Craig.
Hello, Bruce.
Do we have conflict?
How so?
What do you mean, how so? That was a question to you. Do we have conflict?
Never.
Never. Yeah, right, sure. And joining us now in studio is Mayor John Hunter, who's here to talk about the very exciting 7th Annual Sheffield Village Family Arts Fest this coming Saturday. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting us out this morning. It's exciting that we're going to have WL on remote at the Sheffield Village this Saturday. It's an exciting day for us, and we're glad to have WL and Craig there. It's going to be a great day.
We're looking forward to it. How did all of this come to be 7 years ago?
Well, we had a guy who's now deceased, but it was a good friend, Harry Garrett. And he said, look, when I first got elected to mayor in 2007, 2008, one of the first guys to come see me was him. And he said, we need to get back to our family roots. We need to get back to have a family affair. He said, how about putting together some kind of picnic or something? So we started out with the Sheffield Village Family Pride Day. And that year, and it's been growing ever since, and we merged then with the True North Culture Arts Center, and it's been great.
It says here it's a fine arts shopping and browsing, so a lot of artisans will be there, I guess.
Well, we got 40 exhibitors going to be there to have their wares. There's going to be food, and of course the bands. We got 6 different bands coming out from all kinds of bands that you want. Got all kinds of things for the kids and the bouncy things to clowns to magicians to shows. And, of course, we're accenting our 20th anniversary that's coming up, 200th anniversary that's coming up here next year, and this is the kickoff for it.
So Avon is celebrating 200 years this year, Sheffield Village 200 years next year.
Yes, sir.
Did people head west? Is that what happened?
Well, we actually started from over in Sheffield, Germany, to Sheffield, England, to Sheffield, Massachusetts, to Sheffield, Ohio. And most of Lorain County used to be called Sheffield.
There you have it, Bruce.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, okay.
Did
now,
you know that?
Now we know, yes.
That most of the area was called Sheffield.
Right.
How about
well, I knew that there were, they had a sister city over in Europe that they would kind of sort of share things with. But the 7th Annual Sheffield Village Family Arts, this is going on in the parking lot over at the French Creek Nature Center True North,
yeah,
right?
You know, realize, and we're kicking it off this year with a 5K race starting at the Brookside High School right after a ceremony recognizing 9/11 and our veterans. And we're going to have Christy Cable there from Channel 8 News. She's going to be the master of ceremonies and for the parade. And then we're going to have about 200 runners participate down through the park, because the Nature Center is actually a 650-acre park.
So the runners will end up at?
They actually start from Brookside, go 6/10 of a mile to the park, and then finish up the race with the other 3 miles in the park itself, going through the trails and et cetera.
Pretty nice time for a run this time of year, going through the park system. Also, Mayor, on a sidebar subject, since you're here, I need to ask. You know, last time you were here, I think, we talked about the big project at 254 and Abbey, the widening project. And I think
we're happy to say it's complete.
Are you happy with it?
I'm very happy with it. You know, the traffic flow is so much better. You know, when you're having 15,000 cars coming up Abbey Road or going down Abbey Road every year and another 15,000 traveling on Detroit Road, and you got another 60,000 going on I-90 through the village every day. You know, that's a lot of traffic flow, and we're so pleased to work with Ken Carney from Lorain County and with Alan Beal from ODOT, our senators and our legislators, about getting that project done. It was nice working. Now you can go 6 lanes to 5 lanes all the way into Elyria, and it's really helped out. Mayor Holly Brandy has been a big help in that also.
We also talked about construction of a hotel or maybe 2 hotels in the area. What's going on there?
Well, the first hotel is well underway. It's down by Quaker State and Lube right there on Detroit Road. It's a 4-story, 97-suite hotel by Hilton called Homewood Suites, and it's scheduled to open Christmas, New Year's of this year. The second hotel is a Holiday Inn. And the construction on that is supposed to be breaking ground very shortly with an opening date of Memorial Day of next year.
Now, what are your duties at this arts festival that's coming up? Have they given you anything
to do? I've got a number of hats I wear. It's the same as I do as mayor, safety service director, planning commission director, president of council. On this, I'm a jack of all trades and master none of them. You know, I'm going to be there. But one of the things I'm going to be doing is asking and answering questions people have and called Stump the Mayor, asking questions about Sheffield Village. You know, and people have been calling me up and asking me these questions already, trying to find out how much I really know about Sheffield Village. But just like the TV show, though, I get to call a friend or I get to ask the audience for their help also. So,
wow. What are some of the common questions that people seem to ask you?
Well, one guy called me up and he said, Mayor, how many communities actually border to Sheffield Village and name them? Well, if you really think about it, you really think about Sheffield Lake and Lorraine and Sheffield Township and Elyria and Avon and Avon Lake. But actually, North Ridgeville actually touches the village also at a point, and you'd have never thought about that. But I happen to know that because I got an expert called Dr. Eddie Herdendorf that has been browsing me up on some of these questions, and that there's a little point, which is like everybody has those four corners. That's our four corners that they're in a village down by the college. And most people don't realize part of Lorain County Community College is actually in Sheffield Village.
I'm trying to imagine that area, you know, because I travel down, you know, Case Road occasionally, and you kind of come through areas with North Ridgeville.
Over by Burns?
Maybe that area is somewhere back in there. Or, yeah. Is there a marker there? We should put a marker there. Yeah. Wow.
This is Sheffield Village.
Well, that's a really good question. I like that a lot. Now, this event going on is free. A lot of just free activities. People come out and enjoy their time there Saturday at the French Creek Nature Center. I understand there's also, I'm looking at the second page that Craig gave me, a pie contest and auction.
Oh, yeah. This is an exciting time. Last year, you have to bake 2 pies, and they got to be homemade. They can't be made. And last year, we had 31 people made pies to enter the contest, and we have 4 judges, the police chief, fire chief, the superintendent of school this year, Mike Cook, the magistrate, and finishes up, and they judge the pies. They taste all the pies that are turned in, and then one of the pies are used for tasting, and then the other one is auctioned off at the time. And the top 3 pies get a $100 gift certificate from Giant Eagle or a $50 gift certificate for a second and so on. So last year we had 31 participants, and then we sell the remaining pies off by the pie or by the slice. It's exciting days. The top pie last year was an apple caramel, and it was delicious, and it went for $96 in bid at auction, and I enjoyed that pie.
Wow. And then, of course, the proceeds benefit, I guess, the True North Family Arts and Education and Scholarship, and as well as the bicentennial celebration, too.
Yes. You know, True North is really a hidden jewel within Sheffield Village, and they have a youth program during the summer where they have kids come there for 6- and 8-week classes, and last year we raised enough money to sponsor 56 kids from the Brookside school system to come over and enjoy that for the 6- or 7-week program on culture and arts and et cetera. And the kids really had a great time. You could stop by there sometime to the Nature Center, which is back there, which not only is trails, but there's a lot of stuff about at the Nature Center, and that building is really exciting to go through.
Well, this event is Saturday from 9:30 to 4:30. Now, Craig, you're going to be out there in the early part of the time, like what, from 11 till 3?
Well, we'll be out there before that.
But you'll be broadcasting, filing some reports.
Oh, yeah, starting probably late in the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay,
yeah.
That sounds great. And it's a good chance for people to come out and enjoy kind of I don't want to say a fall day, because technically we are still in the summertime, even though September kind of puts us in that mood. But it's a lot of great music and fun and food and bring some of that money to look at some of those artists that are coming out there bringing all sorts of different things.
Yeah, we got a silent auction going on at that day, too, and you got some key things. Those Cavaliers fans, we got Cavs tickets going to be silent auction along Cleveland Indians, Cleveland Browns tickets. A week in sunny Florida at Fort Myers Beach, we condo down there, all expenses paid, is all part of some of the over 80 things or items that are going to be on sale and auction that day.
Sounds great. Mayor John Hunter, thank you for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it. And good luck with the event this weekend.
Well, thank you, WL, and thank you, Craig. We really appreciate your taking the time and effort to come out to Sheffield Village, the heart of Lorain County.
And again, it'll be taking place at the French Creek Nature and Arts Center that's on Colorado Avenue in Sheffield Village.